Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, August 24th. In the news this morning, overnight E-buy prices were December corn steady, December wheat down 5 cents, and November beans up 3 cents. Currently, we've got the dollar down 34 ticks, giving back a lot of yesterday's gain, but still over 95 cents. Crude oil up $1.05 a barrel. Gold and silver are strong here this morning. Gold up $7, silver up 14 cents. We saw absolutely nothing out of the trade talks yesterday. Nothing was announced. No progress was made. So I think that's one of the reasons we've been down the last 2 days without any comments out of them. We've oversold the beans a little bit here too quickly, you think, and maybe we see a little bit of short covering here today. But the crop tour continues to show big yields in the beans right around the entire tour. The corn yields not so great in parts of Minnesota and a few other spots, but it really didn't do much to firm up the corn market at all in here. I think we're looking at big carryouts, big production numbers, and just think this thing's only going to get bigger as time goes on. So, you know, where do we go from here? Exports don't seem to be great, and big crops. We're hearing horrendous stories of terrible, terrible basis on beans up in the Dakotas, or certainly North Dakota. I think that's going to continue here for a while. I think the bean basis gets worse. There are some analysts out there projecting carryouts that you just don't even want to hear. So is there more risk out here in this bean market? Certainly is. I think you can protect yourself out here with some options that make some sense in here, because if this thing goes, I think it's going to be potentially pretty ugly out here. So I think you need to protect yourselves, corn, beans, wheat, with some puts, and you know, we'll see where this market can go. Now, on any given day, despite there was no announcement out of the Chinese talks yesterday, the president could say something or do something that rallies this market, or there could be a another story out there somewhere, who knows. But until we see an actual agreement, I think you've got to be looking to sell any rallies caused by these tweets or rumors that are floating around the market. We did sell 146,000 metric tons of beans to unknown. I don't think that'll have much impact on the market, though, today. We could see a little bit of short covering in the beans, a little bit more selling in the wheat, but I think the wheat's getting a little overdone here. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.